Hi, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Bob Camardello wishing all my listeners the very best on this Thanksgiving Day. Be careful. The highways are crowded, and there's a lot of nervous, in a hurry, get out of my way celebrants out there. You want to make sure you get to where you're going and safely back home. And oh, yeah, don't forget to take time to remember the original reason for this American tradition. With all the craziness in this upside-down world, while things are so tough for so many, saying thanks for what we still have and asking for strength and guidance might just help put things on the right course. The older I get, the more I realize how important it is to remember who really controls our destiny. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Stay safe and stay well.
You're listening to another old time radio classic on the Boxcars 7-Eleven old time radio pod, where the oldies are still young.
The Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, now is the Thanksgiving in America, and every American is going around with a big, happy smile on his face.
Unless he's a turkey.
And even a turkey, the turkeys have got something to be thankful about in this country. This year, he's getting 5 cents more a pound than he got the last year. But, Mamma Mia, this week, I'm had the most wonderful idea I've ever had. I've got so much to be thankful for, that here's what I'm going to decide to do. I'm going to make a big Thanksgiving party in my house. I'm going to invite all America. Sure. I'm going to put all the turkey, the fruits, and the drinks on my table, open up my door, and tell every American that's a passerby, come out of my house, sir. Maybe this is sounding crazy, Mamma Mia, but how else am I going to show my appreciation for living 3 years in America? First, I'm going to talk to... Maybe I should write a letter to President Truman and say, Dear Presidente, thanks for letting me in. But if somebody says to Truman, is going to find out I didn't vote in 1948, so he's going to write the back, you're welcome and get out. And then I'm going to talk to, maybe I'm going to show my appreciation by paying my income tax 4 months early. Again, Pasquale says no. He says, if I'm sending the money now, Treasury is going to get a full too quick, and that's liable to inflate the inflation. So then I'm going to get this big idea. To make a big Thanksgiving dinner in my house, and invite all the Americans to come and celebrate it with me. Then, while everybody's eating, I'm going to tell them a story. I'm going to tell them the story of a Thanksgiving and the pilgrims and what it's mean to me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. And a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, little tiny voice. Luigi, look, I know you got no plans for this Thursday, so I hereby invite you to the biggest Thanksgiving dinner you ever ate in all your life.
Oh, thanks, Pasquale, but not this year.
What?
Well, this year, Pasquale, I'm making my own dinner.
Ooh, listen to the little pumpkin ass. So if your turkey costs 70 cents a pound, you worth the 10 cents a pound. There's a more chance that the turkeys are going to have Luigi for Thanksgiving.
Now, don't worry, Pasquale. I'm got enough for money. I'm took out all of my money from the bank, and I'm buying the turkeys, pies, the fruits, the nuts, everything.
Took out every penny?
Yeah. Eh?
Who are you going to invite to this feast?
America.
What? America?
Yeah.
Luigi, you ain't even got a room in your house for Rhode Island. Oh, what a big dope I was to let you fool me. For a minute, I thought he was serious.
Yeah, but I am serious, Pasquale.
Oh, Luigi, come on. I think you better come with me to some psychologist so he can give you a sanitation test.
But why, Pasquale? I'm not the crazy.
Listen, Luigi, just because the Marshall Plan feeds Italy, that don't mean you've got to start a Bosco Plan to feed America. Stop, you big dope. How many times I got to warn you to stop bothering this country? You got 2 more years before you get the citizen papers. So lay low. Don't act suspicious. Don't feed Americans. Don't do nothing until they make you a citizen. Then you can be as stupid as you want.
Yeah, I know, Pasquale, but I'm got so much to be thankful for in America. How else am I going to show my thanks?
Well, there's one way, Luigi. Biggest way there is.
What way is that, Pasquale?
By marrying an American citizen.
You mean a lawsuit?
I don't mean ex Xavier Cugat. Well, what do you say, little banana nose?
Pasquale, this year I'm going to eat the turkey, not the marry one.
Oh, please, don't be so itty-bitty. Eat the turkey. Look, Luigi, forget this crazy idea about feeding the country. You come eat with us, and we're going to have turkey, cranberry pies, candies, fruits, everything from stupid till you go nuts.
Thanks so much, but this year, I'm going to stay now.
Still going to invite America to your party, huh?
That's right, Pasquale.
How are you going to do this, Luigi? You going to go to your telephone, call up Washington and say, hello, Harry? This is Luigi, the last greenhorn you let in the country. Look, Harry, I'm going to make it a bigger Thanksgiving than dinner, so how's about you getting a babysitter for Margaret and coming over with the wife?
No, Pasquale, that's not what I'm going to do.
Oh, come on, Luigi, don't go and spoil all of my plans. I want to have a real old-fashioned Thanksgiving dinner. Turkey with a plenty of stuffing, wine, a pumpkin pies, a meat.
No, wait, Pasquale. Don't think I don't appreciate that you invited me. Because you're the best friend I got in America.
Well, all right, prove it. Look, Luigi, I've got a bottle of wine I've been keeping in my cellar for 25 years. You're going to drink a glass. Roses are going to drink a glass. Who knows what might happen after this?
I'm going to be in a cellar for 25 years. No, thanks, Pasquale. I'm going to get my mind all made up. 5 o'clock Thursday, any American that wants this is going to be eaten in my store.
Oh, you're making me sick. You with your crazy ideas. You think just because you invite strange Americans to dinner, that means they're going to come, huh?
Well, I'm sure, Pasquale.
That shows how gullible you are. Luigi, believe me, nobody's going to show up.
Oh, Pasquale, you saying that just because you're mad. But you see, they will show up, they will.
They won't.
They will.
They won't. Well?
Will they?
He's going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner.
Quiet, lad. That's all along.
Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson? Mr. Schultz?
Gobble, gobble.
Mr. Schultz, I presume you're imitating a turkey.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Please, control yourself.
That's impossible. In this season, a turkey has got to lose its head.
All right, Mr. Turkey, since you're so full of the holiday spirit, perhaps you can answer some of the history questions I prepared about Thanksgiving.
Well, that's unconstitutional, Miss Baldwin. In America, you can't force a turkey to testify against himself.
Oh, never mind. Mr. Howard, you may tell us, what year did the Pilgrims arrive in America?
With pleasure. It happened in 1620.
Correct. And what was the name of the boat they came in?
The Maytag.
The Maytag? That's a washing machine.
So what? So the Pilgrims wanted clean shirts when they got it.
Mr. Basco, you may tell us the name of the boat.
The Mayflower.
Very good, Mr. Basco. I'm glad you studied your lesson today.
Well, Miss Potter, I'm studied by the Pilgrims all the week. And this Thanksgiving, I'm going to tell the Pilgrim a story to all the people at my dinner.
Well, fine.
Your dinner, Luigi. I was going to invite you to my house for dinner.
Sure, and I promised Olga I would bring you over for turkey. Now stop everybody, if Luigi has got to get us indigestion, I want to have the honor of giving it.
Now, but friends, thanks for inviting me and thinking about me, but...
No, but, Luigi, come to my party. We're going to have me, my wife Frieda, the three kids, then, of course, Uncle Hugo, Aunt Bertha, Brother Wolfgang, his wife Hilda, the twins, Grandpa Max, his girlfriend, and, as always, Sam.
Sam? Who's this Sam?
Who knows? Every year he shows up at Thanksgiving. He tells me that he's my wife's cousin. And my wife, he tells me he's my cousin. Meanwhile, he's more than all of us put together. Oh, my living, you're going to have a wonderful time because...
Not just, but thanks to anyone.
Luigi, Olga will be real disappointed if you turn us down.
My Esther will be very unhappy, Luigi. She's even learning how to make a pizza.
Jack, maybe Mr. Basco has his own plans for Thanksgiving. He's already said he's going to make his own dinner.
That's right.
But you got no family here, Luigi. Who's going to be your guests?
America.
America?
You're going to invite America?
Just a quiet and formal little gathering. 150 million people. Luigi, you must be joking, huh?
Yes, but I'm not the joker.
Luigi, what do you mean? You're going to invite America.
Well, I'm here over 3 years in this country, and I want very much to say thanks to America for letting me in, giving me a chance for some of them to become a citizen. So I'm going to go out in the street, and the first Americans I'm going to see, I'm...
You mean you're really going to invite strangers to your Thanksgiving dinner?
They're not strangers, the Schultz. They're Americans.
Hey, Jiminy, Luigi, this is the looniest thing you ever did.
Loony, but wonderful.
The little Wiener Schnitzel.
Well, if that's going to make you happy, Luigi, then do it. Just be careful who you invite, that's all.
Yeah, but why should say? What's the difference? One American is like any other American.
Maybe you're right, Luigi. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, well, I hope. But, Miss Father, you don't think it's crazy?
I think it's wonderful, really.
Sure, but why don't I ever think of those things? That Yemeni, yo.
Because you are smart, Olsen. And when you are smart, you think before you do something. And if you think before you do something, you never do it. Listen to me, a fashimmel philosopher.
Luigi, is there anything we can do to help you with the dinner?
No, I don't want to thank you, but I'm just going to make the turkey, then I'm going to go out and invite the Americans, and I'm going to hope everybody is going to be there 5 o'clock Thanksgiving Day.
By everybody, you mean everybody?
Ain't you going to invite anybody else?
Well, listen, Americans doesn't mean anybody else, sir. But friend, well, when you look at me this way, don't you think Americans, are they going to be glad to come if I'm invite them?
Oh, don't worry, they'll come.
Oh, of course, they will. You can have plenty of people, Luigi. I'm sure of that.
But enough to make a big party, I sure say.
With free food and drink? Luigi, not only you're going to have it a big party, you're going to have enough Americans in your house to start a third party.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make your Thanksgiving dinner even more enjoyable. After dinner, pass some Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum around the table. Yes, a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum tastes mighty good after a meal, or at any time. It's refreshing, it leaves a nice, clean taste in the mouth, and the pleasant chewing aids digestion. So, plan to top off your dinner with healthful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. The folks at your house will really enjoy it. And remember, it's a good idea to have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint gum handy at all times, because chewing Wrigley Spearmint adds to your enjoyment of whatever you're doing. When you're shopping, be sure to include a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Here, tomorrow's going to be Thanksgiving. And today I'm going to fix up a 2 turkeys. I'm going to put them in a stove. I wish you could see those turkeys, Mamma Mia. So nice and big. I bet that there was a saying before they come from the farm, hey, eat a lot because Luigi's going to need you for this Thanksgiving party. Well, I'm going to get everything I'm going to need. The pies and nuts, the fruits, the candies, and now I'm going to go to the bank and get my last $5 for the decorations. And also, while I'm there, I'm going to invite everybody in the bank to my party. Then from there, I'm going to get the decorations, invite the sales lady, and then I'm going to invite everybody. Mamma mia, is it too bad you're not here to see how happy I am? America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From Oshana to Oshana. He's my banker. He's a wonderful banker. I wish I could invite you too, banker, because besides the people who's working inside you.
Hold the car here, Lawrence. I'll be out in a minute. Sorry, young man.
That's all right. Mister.
Yes?
You going to some place to eat for Thanksgiving?
Why?
Because if you're not, I got a big party in my store, and you're welcome.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr.
Here's my card, the Luigi Basca, 21 and North, the Hollister Street, 5 p.m. shop, and you're going to bring your friend, Lawrence, too.
Lawrence is my chauffeur. Now, I could excuse
you. That's making no difference. Just because he can drive a car and you can't, don't mean I'm not going to invite you.
Basco, I'm the president of the bank, Mr. Fox.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Fox. I'm one of your steady customers. Yeah, sure. Banker number 1-1-7-8-6. You recognize me?
No. Mr. Basco, don't tell me you came here just to invite me to your Thanksgiving party.
No, Mr. Fox. But you see, I'm 3 years in America, so I'm making a big party to celebrate, and I'm inviting everybody in America.
Everybody in America? Excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
No, please, Mr. Foxy.
I hate to disappoint you, Mr. Basco, but I don't think Mrs. Fox and I can attend.
No, please, I'm saving the drumstick just for you.
I wish I could say yes, Mr. Basco, but, well, I'll be frank with you. We've already pledged ourselves to attend a big benefit dinner downtown.
Oh, and are you already paid, huh?
Well, it'll be quite an affair. $25 a plate.
Mamma, if the plate doesn't cost so much, how much are they going to charge you for the turkey?
Well, goodbye, Mr. Basco, and good luck on your dinner.
By the way, thank you.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Please, mister. I'm going to like some little balloons and the decorations for my Thanksgiving party.
Certainly. How many guests will there be?
I don't know.
Well, can you give me some idea? Will it be 4, 6, 12, 16?
Yes. Come. Well, it could be for 6 or 12 or 16. My lords could be 100.
You're joking.
I'm not. You see, since yesterday, I'm inviting a lot of people. But to tell you the truth, my friend Pasquale, maybe he's right. Most of the people, they smile at me like I've been out in the sun too long.
Well, of all the people you invited, who are you sure of coming?
Lady, so far, the only one I'm sure of is the turkey.
I must say, this is all very strange.
Well, let me explain you. You see, I'm 3 years in America, and I want to show my appreciation to America for letting me in. So I'm making a big party with all the money I'm getting. Well, now I'm going around and inviting all Americans, and is it sounding crazy, huh?
It's very sweet.
Oh, you like it, huh? All right, here's my card. The Luigi Basco 21 North, the Holistead Street. The party is at 5 o'clock sharp. But if you come 5 minutes early, Turkey is not going to be mad now. Oh, please, you're going to come. I'm also going to tell you the story about the Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll try.
Promise, huh? I want to feel it. Somebody's going to come.
Well, I can't promise, but I will do my best.
But thank you. Thank you so much.
Will it be
much,
all right if I bring a friend?
Anybody, Miss Stairs, lady, anybody. I'm no care if you bring an enemy. Hurry, now, it's 3 o'clock. I'm going to invite a few more people in this park, and then I'm going to go home. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Mind if I'm a sedan?
Go ahead, it's a free country.
Oh, good, I'm glad you agree with me.
Huh?
Is it nice to hear in a park, huh?
Sure, I like it so much I sleep here.
Oh, you sleep really nice, you lover, huh?
Yeah. You bring any breadcrumbs?
What? You like to see the people feeding the birds, huh?
Yeah, and it comes in handy if you ain't had lunch.
Mommy, you're hungry, huh? I'm sorry for you.
Mister, I didn't ask for pity, just for food.
Well, all right, you're going to get the pity. I'm going to invite you to a party.
What is this? Nobody believes a bum no more. Everybody thinks I got $20,000 sewed up in the lining of my coat. Well, look, I ripped out the lining, not a dime.
My friend, I'm going to care if you got $1,000,000. You're invited to my party, turkey and everything.
Is this a joke?
No, miss, this isn't a joke. 5 o'clock, I'm invited all America to my story.
All America? I might have known the whole thing is a nightmare.
No, it isn't no bad dream. Is it true?
Friend, don't kid me. When you're in my condition, you can't take jokes.
Hey, look, it's almost the time. Come on with me right tonight to the party.
I don't believe it. Let me touch you.
Huh? I sure did. See?
Gee, this is Thanksgiving for real.
Mommy, is it 6 o'clock and nobody's showed up?
Well, I'm somebody, I hope.
Oh, sure, excuse me. But all those people I'm going to talk to, nobody, the sales lady, the bus drivers.
Friend, when you invited me, I had a hole in my stomach, but now it's so deep you could drill for oil.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'd like to hear that. I take out a turkey, sausage and a vegetables. Hey, look, that's a feast for a king.
A king gets 3 squares a day. That's a feast for a bum. Well, let's start.
All right. Wait. Here. You got the wine.
Thanks.
Come on, we drink, huh?
Drink.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So the pilgrims are sailed from Plymouth in England, September 6th to 16th or 20th, with about 100 men and women and children.
Pass the pickles, please.
Yeah.
and they came to Massachusetts December the 21st, the 16th, the 20th. Everything looked black, but suddenly the harvest was good.
It couldn't be as good as this turkey. Cooked it yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to eat some of it.
Yeah. No, no, I can't. So in November, the pilgrims have decided to give it a thanks.
Here comes somebody.
Huh?
Well, hello, Mr. America.
Oh, it's you, Pasquale, huh?
Yeah, it better be, otherwise I'd be repeating somebody else's face all day.
That's very funny,
ha, ha. Who's this, Luigi?
Pasquale, this is my guest.
What?
What are you laughing about?
Oh, you would buy the whole country, America. And what shows up for Brooklyn?
Listen, friend, lay off that stuff or this place will have another dead turkey.
Oh, shut up, your face. Well, Luigi, who was right? You spent your last dime for a party, went out of the streets, invited hundreds of people, and what do you got? Just enough for the start of one game of canasta.
Please, Pasquale, don't make me feel worse.
Excuse me, am I in the right place?
Sure, come on in. Hey, I remember you wasn't. The man who was a place in the posters and a billboard.
Yeah, that's right. I had the devil of a time finding this place.
And now you're here. Come on, start eating it.
Pass the potato salad.
Sure.
I hope you don't mind. I brought my wife.
Mind that. I'm very happy. Come on in there, Mr. Billboard of Posters.
Somebody
else is coming. Mr. Basco? Miss Ferris,
am I too late?
Pass the white meat.
Oh, no, you're not too late. I'm going to stop a passenger to serve something for you.
I'm sorry, but my friend was delayed.
Well, come on, hurry up. The party is just getting started.
Hurry up, pal. My bus broke down. Where's the food?
Pass the apple sauce.
Oh, no. You pass it to somebody else this time. Here's a little food for you.
Oh, fine.
Come on, my man. Some more people. Hey, come on in, everybody. Come in. Come on in, everybody. What if us, buddy? What do you say now, huh?
It's enough to make you lose the faith in human nature.
Tabasco.
Mr. Fox, behind me, you came too, huh?
Yes, I did. I brought my family.
Come on in. Come on, mommy. Help us, buddy. Please, help me move the furniture out, so I'm going to have a million more.
All right.
Sitting at that banquet, I thought about your idea of inviting America. Well, I just got up and came over.
Boy, I'm glad I got here first.
Starving
like a convention of starving turkey stuffers.
Luigi. Yeah, how do we say?
Luigi, next time when you invite all America, don't leave us out.
Yeah, but how do we say? Oh, I'm a tot, do you understand? You think Cameron would have a party without all of you?
Well, I thought we'd die.
So here we are on Path Emily's back.
Yeah.
Wait a second, Luigi. Wait a minute. You're going to make this a real party. It's the one person you've got to invite.
You're right, the first guy. All right, go on, invite her.
All right, I'm going to call her in. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little drumstick. Hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
No, Luigi, you got a party with all America.
No, Pasquale, you're wrong. With the Russia here, I'm also got the Canada and the Mexico. Mamma mia, I had the best time of my life for this Thanksgiving. I'm invited all America, and they came. They even was pushed over into Pasquale's store, and it was fun all over. But the funny thing, when I was the happiest, I was the saddest, because one person who's not American wasn't here. She's Italian. and I'm a hopper. She's to take care of herself, because here's the one American who's always a mishap. I love his son, Luigi Basca, and an immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's story of life with Luigi. And for real chewing enjoyment, remember Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint while you're working, for instance. Just sink your teeth in and let the smooth, good chewing help keep you going at your best. Chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum brightens up dull moments, helps keep you fresh and alert so you feel better and work better. Yes, millions chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on the job to make their work go faster, smoother, more successfully. So for a real help on the job and for real chewing enjoyment, remember Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Get a few packages tonight or tomorrow morning. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou German. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Silk, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music under the direction of Lud Gluckson, Mrs. Charles Lyon, with the CBS Radio Network.